Welcome to Topic 2, Spiritual Creation, the Organic Human as Image-Bearing Living Soul. Before we talk about spiritual growth as a practice, we must first ask, what kind of being did God create us to be? Genesis 1 gives us the first great answer. God said, "Let's make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion." Genesis 1:26, Web. This means human beings were not created as accidents, machines, animals with religious instincts, or souls trapped inside bodies. We were created as image bearers of God. To be made in the image of God means that human beings are God-facing creatures. We are designed to know God, respond to God, represent God, and live before God with responsibility. We are spiritual because we are created for communion with God. We are physical because God made embodied life good. We are relational because God created us for love, community, marriage, family, and society. We are responsible because God gave us agency, stewardship, and meaningful work. This is the beginning of spiritual growth. Spiritual growth does not begin with trying harder to be religious. It begins with recovering the truth of who God created us to be. You are an organic human. You are an embodied soul. Your spiritual nature and physical nature belong together. Your worship, your work, your habits, your words, your relationships, your body, your mind, your emotions, and your calling all matter before God. Genesis 1 also shows that God gave humanity a calling. He blessed them and said, "Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it." Genesis 1:28, Web. That calling was not only about having children. It was about filling creation with God-honoring life, culture, care, work, stewardship, and fruitfulness. So when we study spiritual growth, we are studying more than private devotion. We are studying the restoration of the whole person before God. The image of God gives dignity to every human life. The image of God gives responsibility to every human life. The image of God gives purpose to every human life. And in Christ, the broken image is being restored. Spiritual growth is the spirit-led journey of becoming more fully aligned with God's creational design and redemptive purpose. You were created by God, for God, in God's image. That is where spiritual growth begins.